Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, who's safely in the south of France, very far from the House of Commons and the debate, such as it is, about taxes and housing in the United Kingdom. Sir Keir Starmer leads an overwhelming majority of Labour, recently elected. They're all escaping to where Simon is, if they're lucky, or Spain, someplace cooler. In the meantime, the ministers in charge of the budget, that would be the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Ms. Reeves, and of housing, that would be the deputy of the Labour Party, Angela Rayner, have made remarks that are striking, given what promises were made during the campaign. Simon, I begin with taxes. The Chancellor of the Exchequer is quoted today saying, if we cannot afford it, we cannot do it. At the same time, Rachel Reeves announces, this is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, a 22% pay rise for junior doctors to add to large pay rises for public sector workers at a combined cost of £10 billion. Labour is taking care of its own. That would be the NHS and the public sector workers. Who's paying for it, Simon? Is that you?
Well, not me anymore, because I live in France now and I pay taxes in France. But it would be paid by people like me who earn enough to live but don't earn enough to have a great accountant who is a great tax avoider. I find this quite staggering, and it's quite blatant. Yes, they have the power to do this because of the overwhelming majority, and the debate will mean nothing in terms of what the opposition says. It will just go straight through. What I would have thought would have been a better idea is to reduce the size of the public sector as much as possible. Maybe not the NHS, but certainly other bureaucracies within the governmental system, and think about what they could do with the savings instead of saying, okay, you've got to pay more taxes. And eventually, you will have people leaving the country as that happened in the 1970s. There was huge brain drain in the UK. That's smart people leaving for maybe America, maybe Australia, other places where they weren't going to get taxed to within an inch of their life. It really is quite shocking, especially after a promise that they wouldn't do that. And they are doing it. And it just shows that that was a blatant lie. There has been a story going around about the Labour government saying, oh, we've discovered an extra so many billion has been spent and we weren't told about this, and therefore it's actually the Conservative Party's fault because they hid it. I don't know the truth in that. I'm not sure anyone really does yet, but we'll find out for that. It's going to be bizarre.
Make an important point here, Simon. The parliamentary system means that Labour's in power for 5 years, unless it chooses to go to a snap election sooner than 5 years, and that the Conservatives, the Tories, have no say whatsoever in the budget. Is that accurate, Simon?
They have no say in the budget whatsoever. If it gets a majority of votes, which it will with the Labour Party, when they put the Chancellor's rules through, the new rules, the new taxes, whatever you want to call them, that then goes to the House of Lords. They will probably just say, yep, that's fine, stamp it. Then it goes to the King. King signs off on it, becomes law. It happens with dramatic speed. So when the budget says there's going to be an extra, I don't know, 10 pence, that's 5, 10, you know, the 10 cents on a pint of beer, that happens starting the next day. There is no slowing down on that. That just happens. It's click, done, and it's away. And really, the Conservatives and the other parties can complain about it, but they can't really do much about it. What does happen during the entire entire term of governance that the Labour Party has government is that when somebody drops out of being part of the party and leaves Parliament, then there is what's called a by-election where someone else can stand and get in. So it could be that, and this would be a long shot, that a lot of people from Labour leave the Commons and they get filled in with Conservative candidates. I think that's too much of a long shot to say that it's possible. It would be near impossible, but it is interesting.
Underlining that no matter how many Tories stand up in the opposition benches and yell liar about the promises made during the campaign, nobody needs to pay attention to them. They're just crackpots. They're gone. Or they're at Heathrow heading to Spain. Now we move to another matter. And remember what Reeves is quite convincing. She's going to do it, and she has to do it. And no matter how much fun is made of Reeves by the cartoonists in the Times and the Telegraph and the Daily Mail, there will be a raise in taxes. Which, Simon, in my memory of economics, it's tough to justify growth when you're raising taxes. So we go to something else to spend money on. This is council flats, council housing. And I go to the one in charge of this, Angela Rayner. Watch out for your wallet here, Englishman. 1.5 million homes over 5 years have to come from somewhere, said Angela Rayner yesterday as she unveiled sweeping reform to the planning rules. And then it goes on to say housing targets will now be mandatory for local authorities, not voluntary. And a gray belt has been created out of low-quality green belt land. Councils can now be forced to use green belt land to build houses when they deem nothing else is available, with the only get out being the doing so would, quote, fundamentally undermine the function of the green belt across the area of the plan as a whole. And then it goes on to say, this is the Times, check it out. Simon, we need your translation here. What the heck is a gray belt, a green belt? What is this mandating housing? Is this all public housing? And have they?
Well, it shouldn't be all public housing, but I suspect it might be just as a big push. So one thing we've got in the UK is a shortage of housing. And a big part of that is the local councils, planning approval authorities have basically said, no, 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 no. We don't like the color of the door. We don't like this. We don't like that. We don't like anything. So it's very hard to build a new house if you're a private corporation and you're trying to get out there and get those houses on the market to help house people who are finding it very hard to buy their own home. So now what it seems like to me is that the Labour government now is going to commission the local councils to either approve planning permission proposals or to build those buildings themselves. And they would be things like what you call social housing or projects in the US. Now, if these councils have been doing this so badly for so long to leave such a deficit in housing, why assign them to do something that they've failed to do for many, many years? Why don't they say, okay, you've got to approve more housing and get the private sector to come along and say, we've got this, please approve it. The government wants you to, let's get it approved and we'll get it up in no time. And I think that will be a much better way than basically saying, look, the councils are going to do it and they're going to pay for it, which means that the taxpayer is going to pay for it right, because it'll mean higher property taxes.
Ms. Reeves is raising taxes immediately. Ms. Rayner is saying we're going to build houses and we'll have to raise taxes later on. Labor, 5 years, taxes. Simon Constable, having fled the tax regime, now in place in Commons, going on vacation. He's in the south of France where it's hot. It is July. Soon enough, August. And that's a dangerous month if you're in France. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. at Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall. Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.